With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, June 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's recap yesterday's sports action on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, and we start with softball competition, where yesterday the Lamar's Community Softball Team was in action in Spencer at Spencer's annual softball invitational. The Bulldogs lost their opening game with the Spencer Tigers, who they will see in a couple of weeks in the regional tournament. The Bulldogs dropped that game 14-8 to Spencer, getting a pretty nice offensive day from Kinley Schmidt. Schmidt went 1 for 3 with a double and drove in 3 runs. Kinnick Lusink went 2 for 3 with a double and an RBI, and Matty Washburn went 1 for 3 with an RBI. Thankfully, the Bulldogs were able to bounce back in the second game of the day as they scored 3 runs in the top of the 7th to stage a bit of a comeback and defeat Denison Schleswig by a final score of 7-6. Mia Patch was a run-producing machine. She went 3 for 4 with 2 doubles and 2 RBIs. Kinley Schmidt drove in 2 runs with a pair of sacrifice flies. Easton Schrader went 3 for 4 with an RBI, and Rylan Schmidt went 2 for 3 with a double and an RBI as the Bulldogs salvage one game there at the Spencer Softball Invitational yesterday. We had 2 area teams compete at Hubbard Park yesterday at the Delbert Christensen Memorial Classic. Akron Westfield was competing in 2 games, and they won both of them as the Westerners defeated Lawton Bronson 15-9 behind Peyton Vanderhelm's 2-for-3 day with a double and 3 RBIs. Kenzie Allen went 4-for-5 with a double and 3 RBIs in the contest, and Avery Gaswint went 1-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. The second game, the Westerners, a Class 1A school, defeated a 5A team, Sioux City East, by a score of 9-3. Olivia Mendoza went 2-for-4. She had a double, a triple, and drove in 4 runs. Michaela McCulley went 2-for-3 with an RBI and pitched 2 strong innings in the circle, allowing 1 hit and 0 runs. The other contest from Hubbard Park yesterday that we have to tell you about, Kingsley Pearson picked up a massive win over the 10th-ranked team in 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton, by a final score of 2-1, scoring a couple of runs late in that contest at Hubbard Park. Now to the War Eagle Conference in softball, where a very important conference matchup was taking place at Sunrise Park in Remsen, where 11th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they defeated 10th-ranked Hinton by a final score of 5-3 to initiate a tie for first place in the War Eagle Conference, with both teams at 1 loss in the league. Grace Gallis went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs for the Hawks. Mia Mackin, boy, she was extra bases all over the yard. 3-for-3, 2 doubles, a triple. She drove in 2 runs. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Erica Bates talked with us after the contest, and she said that this was a very important game for her team.
Obviously, the conference isn't over yet. We still have another game to play, but that was a really big one we wanted to get under our belt, and so it's really good to have that right now, and I think that really helps, especially going into postseason. They're a great team, so being able to see that sort of competition right now and be able to come out on top is great.
Yeah, the Hawks scored 4 runs early there in the 3rd inning and never looked back. The Blackhawks were able to get 3 runs in the 5th inning. And they came off the bat of 3 different athletes. Carlin Kovarna went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Kaylin Bader went 1-for-3 with an RBI. And Kayla Cypersma drove in a run as well for Hinton in their first loss in conference play. The MMCRU softball team, they rolled past Sibley Ocheden yesterday in Cleghorn by a final score of 11-1 in 4 innings. That was a good dominant win for the Royals to get back above 500. West Sioux shut out Harris Lake Park 8-0 in 6 innings. George Little Rock then run-ruled Hartley Melvin Sanborn as well, 11-2 in 6 innings. And Trinity Christian fell to Boyden Hall Rock Valley by a final score of 15-13. To baseball from yesterday in a non-conference play for the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community fell on the road to a good Storm Lake squad who shared the Lakes Conference Championship this year. The Bulldogs fell in 5 innings by a final of 12-2 to the Tornadoes. Sergeant Bluff Luton took a couple of losses down in Central Iowa, losing to 5th-ranked Waukee 8-2 and West Des Moines Valley 10-3. In the War Eagle Conference in baseball, Remsen St. St. Mary's, number 10 in the state, locked up a share of the War Eagle Conference Baseball Regular Season Championship with a 5-2 win over the Hinton Blackhawks. Now, Remsen St. Mary's gave up two unearned runs early in the contest in the top of the first inning off of some errors. Well, certainly had a hand in it was Jay's Bunkers, who misplayed a ball early in the contest, but he redeemed himself late, driving in three runs on a double in inning number four, going 1-for-4 in that contest. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpinaw says he was happy to see an underclassman come through and redeem for his mistake.
Obviously, I didn't like the start of that first inning, and I know the kids didn't, but, you know, for example, Jay's, you know, he redeemed himself with the three-run double, and he knows. I mean, he talked about coming in and getting some extra ground balls, and he knows. I mean, he's a freshman.
The Hawks were able also to get some runs batted in that inning from Brody Penning. He went 1-for-2. Dayton Knipe drove in a run as well. Dalton Klein nearly pitched a complete game. He went 6 2/3, allowed a hit, two unearned runs. He struck out 10 batters. The MMCRU baseball team, they beat Sibley Ochedon last night by a dominant score of 10-1. Luke Kintai drove in two runs. Gavin Pacus went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. And Charlie Pippen and Ryan Dreckman each had a hit and an RBI. Great pitching for the Royals as well. Brandon Dreckman, 6 innings, 4 hits, a run. He struck out 7. And Gage Johnson went a full inning, allowing 2 hits, no runs, and striking out 2 batters. The other War Eagle Conference scores from yesterday: Harris Lake Park down West Sioux 8-4 in 10 innings, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn beat George Little Rock by a final score of 5-4. You can check out those baseball and softball results from yesterday. They're available right now on our website at KLEM1410.com. On now to the sports schedule for today. We have 3 different softball tournaments that we'll be following along throughout the day. One of those taking place in Fort Dodge at the home of the state softball tournament. Galen Catholic will be in action at the St. Edmund Invitational. They'll be taking on the Gales of St. Edmund, so that'll be a good state tournament-like level of competition. Remsen St. Mary's is heading up to Boyden for the Boyden-Hull Rock Valley Nighthawk Tournament, and Kingsley Pearson is heading down to Sloan for the Westwood softball tournament today. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.